I think we can look to that first reading from the book of Sirach, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, as a beautiful synopsis, snapshot of what a life of faith should look like, what our disposition should be. What does it mean to be a disciple, a follower of Christ, a Catholic in the world today? Sirach tells us clearly in his writing and his prophecy of what we should be doing with our lives. So how do we prepare ourselves for trial? How do we face adversity? What do we expect from our relationship with Jesus? What is our posture, our disposition towards the world and the things of the world? You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy. Turn not away, lest you fall. Has anyone hoped in the Lord and been disappointed, he writes? The hope that we have in the Lord is eternal glory. What we're waiting for is eternal beatitude. It's the paradox of the gospel that says we delay gratification for the eternal bliss of heaven, of communion with our Father forever. It takes a change in our minds, that metanoia, the conversion of our hearts, the adjustment of our complete way of life, of all the logic that we use to discern and to apply principles to our lives. The Lord says everything is flipped. We can't use the worldly logic when it comes to our life as disciples. And once, as the responsorial psalm says, we commit our life to the Lord, we can have hope and faith and trust that he will help us. But we have to commit our life to the Lord, not just an hour on Sunday or 30 minutes on a Tuesday morning, but our entire life. Not just our time, but our entire life. So as our parish is going through stewardship, and sometimes we get maybe deaf to that call, thinking, well, they just want more money. We're trying to help you give your entire life to the Lord so that he can help you. Because if not, then we get caught up in the same nonsense of the disciples in the gospel today, arguing about who's the greatest, who has the best plan, who should be first, who's more powerful, who's more popular, who gets more likes, who has the biggest crowd, the biggest following. If we don't submit our life to the Lord and surrender everything to him and his logic, we get caught in the same trap as the disciples. Those men who were his closest companions didn't get it. It takes a constant, daily surrender of everything that we have and everything that we are to Jesus Christ. And the central message of our faith, the central message of the passage today, the central message of the gospel is the cross. The Son of Man, God, died. That should shock us. We get so used to hearing it that it means nothing to us anymore, it seems. God died for each one of us. And he says, unless we take up our cross, we're not worthy of his kingdom. So going back to Sirach and our approach to the gospel, our approach to our discipleship, where is the cross in your life? Do you run to it and cling to it, or do you flee from it? Do you try to hide it out of sight? Do you seek solace and comfort in the sweet words of the Hallmark card version of the gospel? Or do you embrace the trials and sufferings as a preparation for our eternal glory? We each will have a cross. God promises it to us. And we can't look to someone else's cross to compare the worthiness of ours. There's no competition. There's no comparison. That's the trap the apostles were getting into. Sirach chapter 2, verses 1 through 11 would be a great point of meditation for us. To reorient our lives, our hearts, our entire selves to the message of the gospel. And let Christ teach us, as he did the disciples. He sat down and called them to him. Let the Lord call you. Let him come to you. You go to him. Let him teach you. Let him teach you about the true greatness of being a servant to him and to his people and to his church. Let him teach you how to be a missionary disciple in the world. Let him teach you how to be a good steward of the resources he has given you. Listen to him. He has the words of eternal life. Submit your life to the Lord, and he will help you. Amen.